Hey guys, welcome back to Not Click Babes, Season 2, Episode 1. I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Val.
And this is my first time introducing, so I'm very excited.
That's a lie.
It's about my second time introducing.
Yeah. That's like, what, your eighth lie this weekend?
Yeah. I've lied a lot. I'm being punished. By God, at least.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. But anyway, it took us forever to set up these fucking mics. because, as mentioned last week, we're finally investing in our podcast, and we got a mic.
Well, we were supposed to have two, but Mercedes didn't bring hers, which I felt like was, like, a sign that maybe she should have.
Well, I didn't bring mine because I didn't feel like there was a point to bringing it. Because for some reason, the mics have two inputs per fucking mic. So it'd just be four inputs. It's really weird. But I just felt like there was no need to bring it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And also, we couldn't use my laptop because it has one USB
insert.
So that's kind of embarrassing. I hate to admit that I'm poor, but I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. I like to say sorry to my family. Sorry to my pets. Sorry to my friends. Sorry to everyone that I disappointed for having one USB port. So we're working on moving locations because fuck this place.
It's like the fact that I can't scream here, and I love to scream.
Clearly she loves to scream for some fucking reason. It's not even the fact that she screams. She gets excited.
I get excited, and I just can't help it. My voice travels. I can't help it.
And I'd rather have an excited co-host than someone who's like, hey guys, how's it going? Which is me. I'm that, but that's okay.
We're yin and yang.
Balance each other out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that means. I thought...
Right.
I was told, like, my philosophy professor my freshman year of college went on this entire rant about, yin and yang. I was like, bro, it's not that deep. Like, we just love the sign, like, the idea of the balance.
We just love the balance.
But okay, King, pop off. Show them what you're made of. Anyway, let's get into our weekly vibe checks.
Weekly vibe checks. First vibe checks. Is it? Of the season?
First of the season.
Yeah. Wow. For some reason, I thought this was the second episode.
It's okay.
I'm living in the future.
Her vision, 2020 right now. 2020. Fucking clear. In the future.
Vibe checks.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm feeling a little better than I did last season. The last few episodes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, posy vibes.
More posy vibes. I mean, you know, I've been breaking out, so that's kind of sad, but...
Breaking out into dance?
No, my face.
Oh.
So.
I was close.
You know, stress. A lot of stress. Acne coming up. So that's kind of sad, but.
I think that's one of the cruelest parts of being an adult is stress acne. Because you think you're over it. Like, as a teenager, people tell you, oh, you're going to, you know, grow up and it's going to go away. And then you can't even get stressed as an adult, which is extremely stressful to be a fucking adult. And then you have fucking stress acne.
Yeah, so, it's like around my neck too. So it pisses me off. Under my chin, my neck.
Just wear a turtleneck.
No, it's just
wear a scarf.
It's just not worth it to me to lie to people.
Yeah, I don't mind lying, so I'm totally okay with that.
Weekly vibe check? What's the vibe like?
As Elton John once said, I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we can sing. But yeah, I'm still standing. It was good. I survived the week.
What happened this week? I'm going to be real with you. I don't really remember it.
I mean, I was told by my professor that I was in the wrong class.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was so sad.
And we're a month in and I like broke down at work because it's an online class. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you think an online class would be pretty fucking straightforward.
Yeah.
Apparently it's not. So before the class started, she sent us an email stating, like, oh, I'm excited for the class to begin. Remember, you have an assignment due this week. And I'm like, well, bitch, damn, I can't even catch my breath. So she's like, make sure you sign up for the online portal. Mm-hmm. I've attached instructions on how to sign up. Mm-hmm. So me, you know, being a good student... I read those instructions word for word. I follow them step by step by step. And then I was on the online portal. Keep in mind, college is not free because capitalism is a fucking vampire and sucks you dry. So I had to pay like $90 for a fucking textbook online so I can get into the online portal and do the assignments for this online class. Then like 2 days ago, I get an email from her saying, Mercedes, you're in the wrong class. And I went, what the fuck? Like, I was freaking out. I was like, how the fuck am I in the wrong class? Blah, 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 blah. So then I emailed her back, and I was like, I thought I did everything right. Like, I followed your instructions. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you're in the wrong class. She just kept saying that. Kind of a way to, like, deflect that she sent the wrong fucking instructions. Yeah. So then I had to, like, go through our, like, school portal, click a link, and then sign up. But her instructions that she sent in the beginning of the semester did not say that. Mm-hmm. And then I compared, like, the two course codes. They were completely different. And the one that I had before was the one that she sent the directions. Mm-hmm. So essentially, she sent these directions to all of us in this online class, saying that, and then has the audacity to tell me that I'm in the wrong class. So now I'm going to go to her fucking office hours. And I'll be like, yeah, oh, I'm really sorry for, like, following your directions. Like, I didn't know that you couldn't be trusted like everyone else in my life. So, so yeah, that was really stressful. I have
emotional.
This has just not been prime for me. And then
2020 just started off bad. Can we just all say that? Can we just all say that?
January felt like a year.
It was crazy. My mom literally told me, she was like, the year started, she was like, I just feel like 2020 is going to be our year. And I laughed in her face because, first of all, who says that? Besides, moms. who's not freaking 55? Like, no, because all the young kids are like, 2020 is going to be my year. And it's just like, so hearing my mom say that, I was just like, why?
Shut the fuck up.
And then it started off so bad. Mm-hmm. And it's still like, the vibes are still off, but they're getting better.
I mean, yeah, besides that whole class, and I get that class already, it's like, the professor isn't mean. She's not rude, but like, I read some things about her on Write My Professor, and they were all like, she doesn't respect her students, treats them like kids, avoid her if you can, like every single review.
And
like,
you took her?
Well, I had to. If I want to get my mind right, I have to.
That's on you, love.
That's on the fucking institution, love.
That's on the institution. Get better fucking professors. On the business school.
I think that's the worst part of being in college and, like, having such a specific degree, because you have to follow a specific progression plan. And mm-hmm. if a teacher's bad, you have to have them. There's no way of getting out of it. There's no way. There's so much turnover in college. And I don't blame them, because this place fucking sucks. So, yeah. But hopefully I can talk to her and be like, hey, I'm really sorry. Also, I got 0 points on that group assignment that girl submitted at 6 p.m., which was 5 hours before the due date, and claimed that none of her groupmates wanted to help her, when in reality, she never once messaged us saying that
Why don't you go talk to the professor about
it? I sent her an email. Now I'm going to go have to talk to her about that. At least, even if I get half the points. But it's, like, just so fucking stupid that she took this girl's word, when in reality, it was 5 hours before the fucking due date.
Yeah, I would have probably get your whole group if you can get the other few to go in there.
But it's an online class.
Yeah, but if you can get the other few to go in there and be like, look, she didn't text us. She didn't tell us anything.
She literally didn't. Like, we had no fucking clue that she wanted to submit it at 6 p.m. If she wanted it at 6 p.m., I would have been like, sis, that ain't going to work. Let's do 8. Okay?
Yeah.
But no, she was just like, my groupmates fucking suck. They're this or that. I'm like, honey, I'm so sorry that daddy pays for everything in your life and you don't have to worry about having a job and, you know, balancing school at the same time. But not the rest of us are so lucky. So,
yeah.
Really sorry about that. So, yeah, I have not been doing well, but it's okay because I'm just thinking, as long as I pass the class, but I don't know if I'll pass the class because I have 60 fucking points that I didn't get. So, I am not doing, and there's no extra credit because why would there be?
That's true.
Why would there be extra credit? You know?
Yeah.
Why would? So
why would there be?
It's fine. I'm trying not to burst into tears. Back to positive things. Jokes. Where are the jokes? Where are the jokes?
We saw 2 movies yesterday.
We were wild. I love how we thought that was like
the craziest thing
we've ever done.
Yeah. But it was just movies. Like, it was a Saturday.
I had nothing else to do.
Two movies.
Yeah, we saw Birds of Prey first. We went to go see Birds of Prey.
That's why we were going. We went to go because we're like, Birds of Prey.
We heard all these great things, and it was like gory, like a Tarantino movie. Mm-hmm. Also, keep in mind, I don't care much for Tarantino movies.
Okay.
I had to say it. And gory-wise, I'm like, I've seen gorier, but pop off,
it wasn't even that gory.
It wasn't even gory. People were saying that it's really like, who told you it was better than The Joker?
It was one of the freaking news sites. And that's why I just don't trust. I don't trust any of the news sites. I don't trust Daily Mail. I don't trust E! News no more.
You shouldn't.
I don't trust any of them.
You should have never trusted any of those.
I trust E! News because they talk straight to the celebrity. So it's like, that is just what it really hurt me at the end of the day. Just like, can't believe anybody, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. People were saying it.
It was like this super like amazing thing. I mean, it was good, but like I wouldn't say. I think this is why I just shouldn't read things about it, because I'm expecting it to be like this same amazing movie.
But also, I don't want to waste my money. Yeah. Like when I went to go see Suicide Squad, I was like, I wasted a lot of money.
I actually like Suicide Squad. Oh, well, okay. I'm not going to lie. Maybe liked it. Then
your opinion is invalid about anything.
So. No, but I liked it. It's just because it was action and it was funny.
Well, yeah, but do you ever just like want substance?
What does that mean?
Oh.
like what do you mean?
Like something more to it.
Like what?
Besides just being a funny, action-packed movie.
Like more like emotional?
Not even. Like I mentioned before, if I think about a movie more...
Like you want to have like an impact on me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Some movies I want that, but when I go to the movies, I'm there to not think about the real world. So same. I literally don't give a fuck about what it is because it's not real. Do you know what I mean?
Like
it's not
real. Why are you screaming at me about it? It's not real.
It's just because it's not real. And I just feel like I'm just there to like have a good time. You know what I mean?
Live in the vibes. But I also...
Well, there's like some movies $8. That you know. There's some movies that you know you're gonna get something like you're gonna get substance from it. But there's substance? Other movies that you know you're not gonna get it.
Substance.
Substance. I don't freaking know.
Anyway.
Yeah, but well, then we saw Bad Boys too.
No, we saw Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life. Fucking three, coward. The third one. Sorry.
Bad Boys Two.
It was really good. I loved that one way more than I did Birds of Prey. But I don't know if it was just because
you hate women.
No, I don't hate women. I just don't think women. They should have rights. I'm just kidding.
Every man ever. I don't hate women. I just think they're, like, inferior to me. Okay. Yeah.
Do you not know what inferior means?
Like, below you.
Yeah.
I thought it meant, like, above. No, I was like, wait.
Superior. Inferior. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Learning.
We're learning. Live on air. It's just because I was expecting more.
From Birds I was expecting more. Yeah, I'll admit it. I was expecting more.
And that's
it.
Okay. And did it disappoint? No.
No, it was good.
It just didn't meet my really, really high expectations. That I shouldn't have set.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't have set those expectations.
Exactly. That's what I did for The Joker. I went in, nothing. Like, same. Because I didn't want to be disappointed, but right. I didn't want to be too excited. But then I left in love with it. It was really good. It was all about mental health.
Mental health.
And the terrible systems that we have as government. But that's on government.
That's on Gotham.
Gotham.
That's on Gotham,
bitch. That's on Bruce Wayne.
Why the fuck do bitches be living in Gotham? Why can't they fucking move to Iowa or some shit? Like, you aren't stuck there, homie. You got cars, clearly. They be blowing up in every fucking movie.
Yeah, well, I
think
some of Gotham's, like, ghetto. Like, you know how some towns have, like, their ghetto areas, and then it's, like, luxury and the rest?
Ratatata. They're in the Gotham ghetto. They came up with that. Don't steal my joke. Anyways,
see, but yeah,
movies. We recommend them.
I would recommend, yeah, Cowboys. Bad Boys. I'm so sorry. I haven't had my morning breakfast yet.
Cowboys for life,
mate. It was really funny. I was really nervous about Mercedes watching it.
Oh, but I've also never seen any Bad Boys movies.
So that's why I was nervous, because I was like, oh, she's probably not gonna like it. But she liked it. She was laughing.
I love Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Right.
I just have to say that
they're an iconic duo.
They are. Now I see why everyone was like making a big deal as to why they should have made another movie, and then they did. And here we are.
Here we are, and it's so good.
And then we struggled to find stuff to do
after that.
Afterwards. It's okay though. We really be vibing though.
Just really be vibing. Just good vibes only.
Good vibes only. I love my daddy. My superhero. That will play through my head. That's from a TikTok. I'm not just being
racist. Yeah, she's not just being racist.
Yeah, I'm not being racist. I would never. I'm a woman of color.
Just because you're a woman of color doesn't mean you can't be racist.
Okay, fucking white superior.
You're like
superior.
The fakest woke person I know.
You're like the most whitewashed Mexican I know.
And I know that. I'm not like white. I'm not in disagree.
You are the most women hater woman that I've ever met.
How do you? Why would you say that? What makes you say that about me?
She just hates women.
How do I hate women? How? What impression have I given to you that I hate women?
Let's ask the audience.
What did I do? What did I do to make you think I hate women?
They just said.
They
just telephoned in. I don't know. I don't think you hate women, actually. It's just a joke.
So, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes I feel like people, maybe you might
think. Here's the thing. we are taught as women, cisgendered women, to hate other women.
Are we?
Yeah. We are taught always to hate other women. We are taught to be superior to, like, each other, like, competitive all the time.
You know, are we?
That? Yeah.
From, like, what? In what ways?
Like, have you... are we? So, growing up, you were... Let me... Growing up, I was that girl that was like, I love hanging out with boys because girls are too much drama.
Oh, I was never that.
That's what I was taught growing up. Not from my mom, just from everyone around me. Girls are too much drama. And then I thought I was so cool because I was doing what the boys were doing and I was into what the boys were doing. I had that superior, like, I'm not like other girls complex going on. Mm-hmm. When in reality, I am just like every other woman on this planet and I am not special in any way, shape, or form. And that's okay. You see what I mean?
Right, but I feel like I've never... I mean, I've had guys who are friends, but I've always, always had women surrounding me. Like, I've never had... Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to hang out with only boys. I've only hung out with only women and then had, like, some guy friends. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where we're different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes... Sometimes I feel like because I haven't gone through, like, these struggles that other people go through, that, like...
You don't
people
understand.
Are, like, no, people, like, you don't get it. Well, I'm like... Sorry, I'm just too woke. I was born woke. That I just don't understand why you hate so many people.
Being woke. I don't even hate women, but I had to like train myself to not.
But I think that was a lot on like
so mad at women. Like I always had this like growing anger towards women for no fucking reason. For no reason. Because
you're lying.
Because what?
Because you're lying. You're Latina.
Oh. Yes, anyway. Yeah, no, I was always taught to just be jealous of them, every single woman I met instead of supporting them. And I, like, it took me a really long time to get out of that. So, and I'm still struggling today. Like,
That's crazy. I've never felt that.
Well, were you bullied as a kid?
No.
Okay, well, fuck you. So,
well, I was called fat, okay?
By who?
By family.
Yeah, your family.
By. My brother. We've gotten over it. We've been past it. But
you and every other Mexican family, okay?
But my mom would never tell me that. It was only my brother. But then, so now I think that I'm the fattest bitch alive.
That's on body dysmorphia love.
But it's also because, like, the kids that I hung out with when I was younger, because they used to be like, I'm so fat. Like, they would tell themselves that they were so fat. And I was like, you're the skinniest bitch I've ever met in my life. So I must be, like, the fattest bitch.
And that's it. I saw this, like, TikTok the other day. And it was this, like, bigger girl saying, me when other friends are like, I'm so fat, oh my god, I'm so fucking big, and it was like the ee wee wee, because she's like, yeah, obviously bigger.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the comments were like, other people are allowed to be insecure about their bodies. It's like, no, you don't get it. You don't scan the fucking environment when you say that shit. Like, yeah, you have to understand that there are other people that are bigger than you or smaller than you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just say, like, oh, I'm so fat and I'm so big and disgusting, yeah, and blah, blah, blah.
And then, because then it makes you feel bad because you're like, okay, well, I obviously know that I'm bigger than you.
Clearly, like, that's just facts. That's just on
facts. That's just facts. That's why, like, I think that's why I have a lot of body dysmorphia, just because of that. But then they always like, oh, you're so skinny. And I'm like, clearly I'm not. Well, then so are you, bitch. And it's just like this whole thing that, like, really fucked me up. But I have a lot of body dysmorphia.
I can tell.
I also think I'm 10 times uglier than what other people appear. When I appear, I just have a lot. I just have low self-esteem.
Yeah, we know.
And
we know.
Anybody knows that.
Pretends to be shocked.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What do you mean? Yeah. So like, I have internalized misogyny, and you just have really bad body dysmorphia. Exactly. I love that for us.
I just did different lives.
Different lives. No, but I think I've gotten better about supporting women, but also like, I guess being in a sorority kind of made it worse in a way.
Really?
Because I don't know if I should say this, but I must say
just it. Just say it.
I'm surrounded by so many dumb fucking bitches. Like, okay. Some of these people are so fucking stupid. And I'm like, you're the reason why they thought women shouldn't have rights. Like, you're the fucking reason why.
Oh.
Some of these bitches are so fucking stupid. And it's like, right, it's embarrassing that we're like sisters for life and we're through this fucking bond. It sucks sometimes because then, like I was talking about earlier, group accountability.
Oh, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I'm fucking accountable for the stupid shit that you say.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, sisterhood, we should make each other better. But some of y'all really, I can't be making all these people better. That takes time and energy. Do I have that? No. I barely even have that to wake up in the morning, so.
I felt that.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of rough. And especially, I think also being in a sorority, we kind of pit each other against each other in a way.
Really?
Yeah, like we're all really competitive to in be the best way? Woman we can be.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way at all.
Well, damn. Guess it's just
maybe
me.
It's your misogyny.
It's my. I love how you said that. Misogyny.
What is it?
Misogyny.
Misogyny.
No.
Misogyny.
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 There we go.
There we go.
We did it.
Ding ding.
But yeah,
you're
guys.
So frivolous.
I'm working. Frivolous. I thought that meant you were cheap.
No, it's silly. My teacher told me that, and he's
no, you
the
said
lawyer.
Rambunctious.
Oh, rambunctious. Sorry.
Frivolous does.
Frivolous. I don't think it means cheap.
I'm pretty sure it means cheap.
Rambunctious. Frivolous. You listeners right now are so rambunctious.
Oh, it means not having any serious purpose or value. Yep, that is me. That is my life. Carefree and not serious.
Frivolous.
Oh, I guess frivolous with money meant like you don't. I don't fucking know. God. Where did I learn this shit? I feel like.
I don't know.
Where did
I just
learn this?
Frivolous just came into my head.
My
in
English
dream.
Teachers, if any of my English teachers are listening, y'all
please
did me dirty.
Let us know.
You did me fucking dirty because I don't know half what the fuck half these words means. And if they, if I do have a meaning for it, it's completely wrong. So what the fuck is up with that?
Okay, facts.
Except Miss Benson. Miss Benson, you my ride or die English teacher.
My ride or die.
She
almost died.
I know, but she let me fucking rap my projects. And any teacher that encourages the type A bitch to rap in class deserves an award.
She got
she
it.
She loved it.
She's
she
here.
Said it was great, so... Props to you, Miss Benson.
Props to you, my.
Now, I mean, I kind of wish you told me that I shouldn't have rapped because now I'm embarrassed, and that's all people from high school remember me as.
Do you think, I'm going to just ask you this question. Do you think because, this is going to sound weird.
I'm ready.
But do you think because you had your, like, because your parents been married many years, right?
Many. Going on 27.
Do you think that because your parents were, they were constantly, like, in your life that kind of led to you being like, I have to be better than other women?
How
like
so?
Maybe the way you were raised?
How so?
Because
well, actually, okay. Yes.
That's, that's it. It.
That's it. That's no. It. Only because I had a sister. I have an older sister.
Oh, okay.
I have an older sister. So like already there's competition there already.
Oh.
And the fact that she's a woman didn't do. And the worst part is she was always coined as like the nice person in the family,
oh,
like the nicest, the most caring,
snobby.
And I was like the bratty piece of shit child that no one wanted around. So yeah, so already there I was having competition at home trying to be like the most caring, kindest, like person in the family that people wanted around. And then at school I tried to, well, it was easy to excel in school against my sister. She's not the brightest. That's okay. She's nice.
I've been there. I'm there. I'm
yeah,
that one. My brothers,
yeah,
my siblings, obviously all smarter than me.
Why is that?
Why? I don't know.
Because you have two older siblings.
Yeah, I have two older siblings, and I have my younger brother who's smarter than me by a long shot.
It's just me and my sister. And I'm
I swear to God, it's
her.
In the DNA. Like, it's weird.
Just said, okay.
Oh, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So whatever. It's in my DNA,
yeah.
I think. Because my uncle... He has two super smart daughters, right?
Oh, okay.
But he has a total of five kids. But the rest are like...
Kind of stupid.
No, they're like smart, but then some are like a little
slower. Do you think it's just
others.
Like the more kids you have, the less?
No, because the younger one is the smartest. Because he had two with his first marriage. And then the younger one from that was the smarter one. And then his second marriage, he had... I think four more kids. Hang on, let me just give me a second. Just
okay,
give me a, four more kids. He had four more kids with his second marriage. And the youngest one, who's my cousin,
is
the smartest one.
Hmm. Why is that?
Actually, she was the youngest. So maybe
my other...
she was the smartest one. And she would always read books and things like that. And
wow,
I was like, why are you
so
reading?
Smart 'cause she reads books.
No, but she would say these big words. She was the one who told me, if you repeat a word 10 times, it'll stay with you and you'll know it. And I was just like, okay, that's why I know rambunctious now. Because I remember
you
it because I said it 10
it.
Times.
Wow, I love that.
So she's teaching me, really.
Did you know it takes 27 days to break a habit?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
No, she didn't know that. I just told her.
I thought it was 30 days.
I thought it was 27.
I thought it was 30.
Either way, it takes a lot. A lot of fucking days to make a fucking habit. So.
And just be like that.
Yeah. I don't hate women, guys.
She's not hate women. She just feels like the need to like be better.
Be better. Them. And I think that's just...
I just don't feel that need.
Damn. I wish I had that. Like, why am I so worked up all the time? Like, goddamn, why is everything in competition for me?
I don't know. Like, why? Maybe just go to chill for a sec.
Wow. Thank you. Don't be depressed. Just be happy.
Just be happy.
Damn. You got
I don't
me.
Know. I don't know why... I don't know. Maybe
if there's any psychologists listening, please feel free to pick at my brain and tell me why I am so competitive.
Well, I feel like there has to be something else that, like, when you were younger. I mean, obviously the sibling thing, but, like, it could have been other things.
Probably because I was bullied, like, a lot by girls.
So you feel like they need to be better because then you don't want to be bullied?
Yeah, because then they can't bully me. I was bullied so fucking much. I'm like, why were people so mean to me? Why are kids so mean to each other?
I don't know.
It's so sad. It's gonna make me cry. But they were so mean to me for no fucking reason.
Because people are just mean.
Like, I thought I was nice. Or maybe. I don't know. I don't remember my childhood. I try to block it out as much as I can. So.
Maybe just like the schools that you went to.
Yeah, the ghetto public schools. Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Yeah, I went to public school until I was in first grade.
Yeah, see, that's why you had a better experience. So,
no, but like, here's the thing. So at my school that I went after second grade, they were so mean to like people because it was primarily Hispanic students. Mm-hmm. So anybody of any other, so if there was a white person there or African American, they were so rude to them. Like they would bully them and like do things like that. And I was just like, y'all, why are we hating?
That's interesting because I went to a public school that was clearly like not funded very well. Uh-huh. It wasn't necessarily for low income, like it wasn't labeled a low income school. It just was clearly not getting the budget that it needed.
Yeah.
And a lot of like poorer, more low income students were going there. It's okay to be poor. I'm poor. Should I not have used that word?
Lower income.
Yeah. Lower income students went there. And I think they all just wanted to be, like, better than each other in some way. Like,
Or maybe they were just because...
And they were all, like, people of color. But yeah. I could tell that they really wanted to be, like, white. You know? And I was like, girl, we vibing.
Here's the thing. The only thing that I was told was that I was the whitest Mexican that they've ever met.
You are.
And I was like, okay, but what... Where's the lie in that? Like, you're trying to hurt me or you're trying to hype me up?
Make me feel better.
Like, you're trying to hype me up or what? So, I was just like, okay, who cares?
Which is shitty because you have such a beautiful skin tone. Oh. This bitch really thought she was the same color as me. I said...
What do you mean beautiful?
It's like a beautiful skin tone. It's like a caramel...
I just feel so ugly.
I
was like, I don't think I like this color that I am right now.
On your arm, not your face.
Yeah, my face is darker.
Our arms are about the same color. I have red peachy undertones. You have olive undertones.
I have olive undertones. That's the only thing that I like.
If you don't believe us, follow us on Instagram, MERSAYDAZE on Instagram. That's me. Follow me.
I'm not going to follow you, so.
I don't follow back, but if you want to give your regards and tell me why I am so competitive, let me know. Hit me up. Yeah. You know my Instagram.
But anyways, I'm a nice olive skin tone.
Yeah. This bitch up, we're the same color.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you never really learn.
We always start these things off, like, so deep and introspective. And it's like, we need to...
No, but I think people are interested. Because, like, some people might be going through the same thing where they always feel competitive with other women. And they never know why. I feel like sometimes... Here's my tea. I feel like sometimes I just can't, like, relate... to like people sometimes, so then that makes me feel bad because it's like they don't.
Because
think
you also
that.
Said that you're very emotionally like mute.
That's true.
You
also
don't have like a lot of empathy.
Don't have empathy.
She's not a psychopath. I swear, I've seen her cry.
But
once.
Here's my tea with that too. Either way, if I didn't have empathy, it doesn't make me a psychopath. Because there was this doctor who did this whole thing because I don't want people to come at me. There was this doctor who did this whole thing, and his brain was literally the same as Ted Bundy's, but he didn't kill people.
Well, yeah, that's. Yeah.
So it's like, it's just based, I think it's just personality, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about morality.
And so I just think that's just because, first of all, I'm going to say this right now, I've never seen my mom cry.
Really?
So I think that might, I was thinking about that. I was like, I think that might have something to do with me, like, being an emotional. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like to cry.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't, like, I rather just deal with things internally instead of, did I say it right? Internally?
Yeah. No, I'm laughing because it's just really unhealthy.
Oh, I know. But it just, it works for me, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Just be like that.
But really, though.
But I just think sometimes it's just, maybe it's just I'm not as emotional.
Well, that's good in a way because if you were the same way as a kid, then it didn't, like, hurt your feelings and shit. You know, like, everything, I feel like you don't read too deep into shit. You know, mm-hmm. like, you're that, you're the epitome of it's not that deep. Whereas me,
you're like, it is that deep.
It is that deep. And they meant it. And everyone is out to get me, and they're malicious.
Yeah.
So that's the difference in us. So I think.
But I think that's what we, that's good for both of us, because then you can show me.
And then you can tell me it's, like, not that deep.
Yeah, and I can, you know what I mean?
I can let you know when people are trying to fuck you
up. Trying to fight me.
Yeah, hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it's crazy. I do get the fighting from my mom, though.
I could tell, yeah.
I've never fought a person, but I'll be ready.
You should be ready. That's what I like to hear. We took a jiu-jitsu class together. We know a thing or two.
I'm strong, guys.
We know a thing or two. Don't come for the fucking hair, because we know how to...
Don't come for the hair, because it's going to come right out.
It's coming right back at you. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, are you riding?
And I'll send you my bill.
So... As you've heard already, Val's has no empathy. Val has no empathy. She doesn't cry.
I do cry, but I tell her things
that she, quote unquote, should. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, something sad, really sad, could be happening personally, but she won't cry.
I won't cry. Like, I'll maybe shed a tear. Like, that one time you saw, and you're like, I literally just witnessed a, like, what did you say, like, a psychopath.
Yeah, a sociopath. Because
I dropped a tear, and I was like, I'm done crying. Like, I'm not doing this.
I could never just hold back my tears. Once they start, they don't stop.
I can hold them in very well.
I have to cry until I'm exhausted.
Really?
So a good, like, 45 minutes.
That's...
And it's, like, sobbing.
That's iconic.
Like, dry heaving.
I
cried so hard, I almost passed out. I almost... Like, I couldn't feel my hands because there wasn't oxygen.
So...
Because I
was, like... Crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, bro.
It's a talent. Sorry, I have a tickle in my throat.
But you know what? I may not have empathy, but I'm the most caring person.
She really is, which is wild. Like, how do I get that? How do I stop feeling so much? Me and my therapist. Literally, I was like, how do I stop feeling everything? And she was like, you do know that feelings are very natural and normal. I'm like, I don't think you get it.
I don't think you get it. Have you met Val?
Have you met Val? Yeah, I just need to stop flipping a bitch. But in lighter news, wow. Try not to burst into tears when I say this.
I'm scared.
Val and I are gonna see Harry Styles.
Oh my god! 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 It's like, literally, you sent me that and I was excited, but I wasn't like.
But you were like, oh, so we're going. I could tell.
I wasn't sure that she, because first of all, she said I bought tickets for Harry Styles, and I was like, okay, like, oh my god, you deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, she deserved to go. And then she was like, then she made it. She was like, oh, but we're both going. And then I was like. Almost passed out because I was just like, no one's ever done anything like that intense for me, I guess. I also never been to a concert. My mom and dad.
Oh.
But oh. I've also never been to a concert. So it's gonna be my first concert ever.
Wow. Girl, it's a whirlwind. Maybe you should get prepared.
I'm scared.
This is like concert virginity is kinda like actual virginity. Like, you gotta
lube. Well, I still have that, too.
Lube her up. I remember when me and my coworkers were talking about Harry Styles, like, CD coming out. Some of them were like, dude, I have to have sex before it comes out so I can understand it. I can understand the music. Because he was saying, like, his album's all about sex and sadness. And I was like, that's a vibe, bro.
The new one?
The new one, yeah, finally.
No, he said it was about
sex and sadness. No, he said it was about sex and sadness before it came out.
Oh.
Trust me, I know. Anyway, they were like, I have to have sex, I guess.
Well, I think just if you've ever been in a relationship.
No.
You can get it, because I got the album.
Nope.
I clearly got it.
Nope.
Clearly got it. I don't think you did register. Watermelon, sugar.
I'm gonna pass out. I'm literally gonna pass. I almost passed out at the Jonas Brothers concert because I was screaming so hard.
Oh my god!
Have you ever screamed so hard that you almost pass out?
I don't scream, but I just talk very loud.
She does. You bitch, you liar.
Yeah, no.
What? Liar? When have I screamed? Only when I'm in a haunted house.
I'm sorry. Okay. True. But you're going to scream so hard that... Like, you don't know what comes over you.
What book are you bringing? What book are you bringing?
So we have this ongoing thing where...
We're not like other girls.
We're not like other girls, clearly. Like, we wear pants. We wear glasses. But we also read books, and so we're just really intellectual.
Very.
But overall, we have this joke that when we go see Harry Styles, and we're just going to bring a book.
We bring a book, and then the security guard's going to be like, Harry wants to see you backstage.
So what book are we going to read? I'm thinking Pride and Prejudice.
I'm thinking Catcher in the Rye.
Okay, classics. Who
doesn't love a teenage boy hiring a stripper or hiring a prostitute and then crying to her about his life?
Is that what that's about?
No, it's like one of the parts. Mm. But
in Grapes of Wrath, the end of the book is a baby sucking a titty. And it's raining.
It's raining, mate.
So you read this whole ass fucking book. Spoiler if you haven't read it.
Just
to get one titty. About every fucking family member dying from sickness.
Oh.
Because they're traveling from, I don't know where. Somewhere in the Midwest to California, because it was like... the 40s or the 30s, and there was like gold and shit, and they're trying to get jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Dust Bowl where all that was happening, and so every fucking family member dies.
Besides the mom, obviously.
The mom with the titty that the baby was sucking. So
yeah. Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
cute.
Like every fucking family member dies, and they just like kind of kick him off the wagon. It's bonkers, man.
Emotional.
I read that whole last book. I wish
emotional.
I had.
Emotional.
I didn't read any of Huckleberry Finn. I should have.
I didn't read Huckleberry
but
Finn.
But I didn't.
Only read two books my whole life.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so we're going to read a book. So if you see us at Hairstyles, you see the two girls with the books wearing glasses.
Yeah, it's us. We're going to get called back. No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal. All you petty bitches listening to the music and vibing, bye. You ain't getting anywhere.
Bye. You ain't getting anywhere.
I'll see you after the function.
Legit.
But anyway, very excited.
Very excited.
I'm going to vomit. I'm really emotional thinking about it, so I can't listen to his music.
Really? I can't listen to
his music.
Because I cry.
I am so excited. Do you see the tears welling up in my eyes?
Yeah, I do. It's happening. It's very exciting. It's an exciting thing to witness.
Oh?
See him live.
Live.
Live. It's all in the cards.
It's funny because... Oh. Did someone just fall? Hello? Please say...
Hello?
Help twice if you're needing assistance. Okay, I think we're good. You know how to do my civilian duty, making sure that everyone here
is alive.
Is alive and didn't fall. Like that one time I fell in the shower.
Oh.
And I was like 17.
Help
no, me. I think it was
I
like 19.
And I can't get up.
That was me. My bitch ass fell in the fucking shower and I was so embarrassed. I also kind of bruised really easily. I think.
You have anemia.
Do I?
You know that? If you bruise, easy.
Well, I guess, okay. Maybe I'm a liar.
Yeah. Oh, ninth lie. Ninth lie. Guys, live. We got two lies live.
No, wow. Because I guess, like, if I am to be...
Wed?
Betrothed.
Betrothed.
If I am to be hit, like, I'll bruise from it. And you may be thinking, oh, that sounds really normal and natural. It's like, no, because the bruise is really dark and nasty.
Oh.
It's not like just a light bruise. It's just fucking nasty.
Maybe it hurt really bad. Maybe you are anemic.
Really?
Yeah. You should really get that tested.
No, I hate blood tests.
No, you don't have to. Oh, yeah, my God. That lady took a blood test on me.
I'm going
to
pass out.
I almost died.
I'm about to pass out. Yep, here I go.
I almost died.
I don't like blood tests.
I don't like needles.
I don't mind needles. Like, I don't mind shots. But
I cry. They tell me you're going to have to get two shots. Cry right there.
Really?
Yeah.
I think of it as a pinch. Your ears are pierced, right?
Yeah, I cried.
How old are you?
Fifth grade.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I begged
my
mom.
It's like a pinch. You want me to pinch you?
I don't know why I'm so... I think why I'm scared is because when I got my ears pierced. Because I was fine. I was never...
You want me to pinch you?
I was never like, you can pinch me all you want. You know what?
That's what it feels like.
Say it. I'm not going to say it, actually.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what she was going to say, but I could tell it wasn't good. But regardless.
Regardless of the proclamation, emancipation.
Regardless. You know,
we have to bring the Declaration of Independence
back.
Back.
From the dead, wherever it went. Why don't they make a movie about that? Like, the Declaration of Independence died. It just died. And they have to bring it back to life. Even though I know it's a fucking document. But I think it'd be funny. And it's like, how much farther can the country stray from God? I can't. How much farther? So that's what they mean by it died. So they have to bring it back.
Oh, my God.
So it's just a bunch of, like, conservative uglies claiming they have to bring the Declaration of Independence back to life.
Yeah, so. I remember Mercedes got scared when she thought that I was a conservative.
No, not a conservative, a Republican.
A Republican.
Because...
What did I say?
You said your dad signed you up to be a Republican, which wasn't a big deal. And then you were like, oh, I voted Republican. And I went, excuse me?
I didn't even vote.
Yeah, you fucking fool.
I didn't even know.
That's even worse than Republican.
Here's the thing. I didn't know. I didn't have my freaking voter card, one.
Okay.
Two, I didn't know how this whole thing worked, right?
Well, they make it really fucking difficult, and they make it so confusing.
So that's why I just didn't. I was just like, it's just not worth it to me. And then my dad fixed it when I went back. When I went back home. He said, go online. And I said, sir, I don't know my information, so how do I know? And then he was like, well, then you're going to have to do a new one. And I said, okay.
Okay. Re-register, baby.
And then I told my mom that I was Republican, that I signed up to Republican. She was so mad at me. And I was just like, I'm just kidding. I put independent.
JK. Jokes on me.
I was like, jokes.
It is a hot political climate.
It is a super hot.
That's all I'm going to say.
Steaming.
That's all I'm going to say. It's a hot political climate. And I'm scared. I'm scared. Because now it affects me. Before it didn't.
Does it though?
Yes.
I haven't felt any of the effects.
Because you don't have a job.
Okay, that's facts.
You don't pay federal taxes like I do.
Well, I did.
Yeah, once.
And I didn't mind.
I almost fell. No, you don't understand. Like, when you do taxes.
Well, here's the difference between me and you. Is that unlike you, you didn't put the maximum for taxes.
I didn't. No.
So that's on you.
Do you want to know why?
My dad told me to do that.
Do you want to know why, though?
Why?
My parents don't work for the government like yours do. So they don't know how any taxing works. Neither do I, clearly. I got that.
Let me give you my dad's number.
Hit him up.
Because he helped my friend with her taxes. Because he was like, let me tell you how to do it real fast. Make sure you claim blah, 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 blah.
Regardless, your dad did that. My dad did not.
So you gotta ask the questions. You gotta just ask. Not your parents.
Clearly.
But you gotta ask somebody who might be like, hey, usually when I don't know and I know my parents will know, ask a friend. Because usually...
Yeah, let me ask you, the one that didn't have a job.
Yeah, ask me and I'll be like, let me ask my dad. Damn, Jesus Christ, bro. But my mom even knew that. She didn't even work for government.
Yeah, but she's a
surely dates
woman.
Government officials.
And that's on getting that coin, baby, getting that government support, baby. But in reality, your mom's a hardworking businesswoman.
She runs
businesses. My mom works for businesses.
That's facts.
That's a difference.
That's difference.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's what I'm about with taxes.
And that's now you owe, right?
Yeah, I owe a lot of money.
When is it? April?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's when you had to file.
Well, do I have to?
Yeah.
That's something I'm going to have to
you
ask
do have
my
to
dad.
File.
Okay.
No, actually.
Because I only worked for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Because
so does
there's
that count?
There's a threshold. Like, if you... I'm about to cough. If you make a certain amount of money, then you have to file.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you made
that
much.
Well, then I don't think I made that
much.
Yeah, I
did bring it to you.
I don't think I made
it. Yeah, so I owe money to the government, and that's fucked up. All they do is take from me. What the fuck do you mean that's on me, love?
It just be like that.
They still take out fucking Medicare and Social Security, and I'm like, Social Security is literally going to become non-existent in like 5 years, so why the fuck are you taking it out?
So,
you stupid fucking
bitch.
So
the people can have it.
So the people, who are you pointing to?
I'm like in the Haunted Mansion. The hitchhiking ghost.
I love that. But yeah, so I'm pissed, in case you couldn't tell. It's a hot political climate. And then I'm going to have to make an educated fucking voting decision because I know everyone's going to ask me who I voted for, even though it's none of their fucking business.
But you also don't have to say it.
Oh, I'm very well aware of Val. Yes,
you don't have to tell them. And then they'll just assume that you voted.
Voted for the worst party. That's the worst party. You see what I mean? So it's like a lose-lose.
Yeah, I'm just not going to vote again.
God damn it. Don't say that.
Well, here's the thing. If you vote, is it true that once you vote, they put you, you get, like, because you voted, you're in, like, a list to be, what are those people when you go to court and then in a jury? Yeah.
No, that's no matter what.
I think it's if you vote. Citizen.
No, if you're registered to vote. Son of a bitch. Yeah, so fuck you, bitch. You can't unregister now.
I guess.
We all have to do jury duty.
I want to be on jury duty for a major crime.
Same.
But I'm gonna snitch. I'm going to say all that. And that's what I'm going to say right now to the U.S. government. You don't want me to say nothing? Put me on a jury.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, oh, my God. This murderer, he killed they're saying that he killed 5 million girls. They found the machete. Shut the fuck up. Y'all gonna tell me that you're not gonna tell?
How the fuck are you gonna? I just don't understand how you snitch as a.
Well, not jury. Like snitch, but I think I would, because you're not supposed. It's confidential, so you can't tell people.
Oh, I see.
So and I will tell people. I will tell my mom. I will tell my dad. I will tell you.
Well, my nana was part of a murder trial. She was like a jury
dude. Well, I think she can talk about it now after. You can't talk it during. I'm going to talk about it during.
Same bitch. What y'all think? Can I get your opinion?
But like, do you guys think he really did it?
Do you really think he did it? That'd be crazy.
Oh. And I think I might be the one that makes us stay there, like, for 3 days.
You're like, guys, I think we're at a standstill right now. We can't.
So it's just, there's
not
way.
Enough evidence.
But like, either everybody switches to my side, or I guess we're just gonna stay a whole week.
Another month. Let's draw this thing out. I got free time. I get paid.
I get paid regardless, baby.
Literally. So, well, that's what I want to know. Like, how do they pick?
Oh,
She's speaking like Simlish.
Porky the pig. Okay. So they call you in, right? And then you spend literally the whole day, okay?
Right, yes.
They take you into rooms and they question you. They're like, if you were in a case with blah, 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 would you be discriminative? Like, are you racist? They'll ask you, like, all these different things.
Can't you just say yes to get out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know.
And they'll be like, all right, you're free to go.
I'm suddenly racist. Suddenly.
Suddenly.
Oh, you fucked me. If anyone's racist here, it's clearly Val.
It's clearly me, but I am closeted. I keep my opinions to myself.
It's a closeted racist.
Closeted racist.
Just kidding. No one's racist.
No.
I want to make that clear. Because that'd be awkward if we were racist.
If we were. We're not racist.
Because we're kind of at the, like, the bottom of the food chain. Like, we're women.
Yeah.
We're Latina. You're Italian. Everyone fucking hates Italians.
I mean, just be like that.
So we're at the bottom of the food chain. But anyway.
Also, here's a question for you guys. Was there ever a Disney movie that was based in Italy? Oh my God! Cars! The second one. When they did the race, they literally went to Italy.
Why are you screaming at me about
Sorry,
cars?
I don't know why I'm
that doesn't
screaming.
Count.
Okay, whatever, fine.
Because it wasn't good. Oh, it wasn't good, and I never saw it.
I saw it. Actually, that's a lie. I did see it. I didn't see the third one.
Neither did I. I saw it after the first one. I'm like, what more do these cars have to say?
Yeah, my
what
aunt
more do they have
says
to say?
That the third one is really good.
Okay.
If you because they went back to the basics. Ooh, back to being
back
family.
Back to being cars.
Yeah.
Wow. Love that for them. But either way. Yeah, I never saw it. And Cars 2 and 3. And then what else? Oh, Italy. Yeah, what's that? Because we have two movies.
Oh my God. Lizzie McGuire, bro. Lizzie McGuire.
Like a major film.
Oh, so like actually out in theaters.
Like,
was Lizzie McGuire in theaters or was it just a Disney original? Was it Disney Channel original or was it?
I think it was a Disney. Oh, fuck.
I think it was a Disney Channel original.
Don't fucking remember.
I think it was a Disney Channel original.
I want to say two, but I'm going to look it up.
Hey, no.
I don't feel like it was in theaters, though.
I don't think it was.
Please
High School Musical 3 was in theaters, and
I remember seeing that.
Cried, bro.
Why?
Because I was like, wow, it's finally getting the recognition it needs.
Oh, dope. Yeah, I agree.
Are you dead ass not going to look, or are you just going to take selfies?
It's loading, you whore. Where we are, there's no fucking... You know what? I'm going to have to type it in. Use
the computer. If you hear types on the thingy, we apologize.
We apologize. It's asthma, as Val likes to say.
Asthma.
Welcome back Lizzie to our McGuire. Stop. Movie.
Palo. Sing to me, palo. No, I think it was just...
I'm looking. How would we know? Oh, on VHS and DVD.
Wait. Graduation trip to Rome. Can you believe they graduated? They literally graduated middle school. I thought school she was a high Rome. Schooler. No, she was a freshman. She was going in her freshman year. Can you believe? And she was an American, not really American. She was a Italian pop star. She went through all of that. Got betrayed by an Italian man.
Oh, no. It wasn't theaters.
What?
Because it was released behind X-Men 2. Right? Reception? Maybe this will tell me something.
Box office. It went to Teen Choice
Awards. Yeah. It was... Yes.
Oh.
It went to theaters.
But some. Only 2000.
2000 what? Oh, I see. Okay. But it made 17 million? Not bad. Not better than my movie. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I wish I was in a movie. Do you ever kind of wish you were like a washed-up D-list celebrity?
No.
Oh.
I just think fame is not for me. Right. It's only about me art. It's only about me art.
It doesn't sound like you're saying art. I don't know what it sounds like you're saying, but stop throwing the microphone.
Do you guys hate my laugh or do you love it? Tell me in the comments
down below. Down below so that Val can practice new laughs.
So I can practice my different laughs. And she can change it. I was told that I sound like the Grinch when he was a baby.
Who told you that?
My friend.
Well, they're lying, so.
They said I sounded like the Grinch.
You don't. When he was a baby. You wish you sounded that cute.
I wish.
When I laugh.
I wish I looked that cute.
Oh, true. Serving looks them cheeks. Double
also,
cheeked up.
A boy yesterday told me that he doesn't believe that I don't get hit on. I don't get hit on a lot. And what? I was like.
So he's saying you're ugly?
No, he was surprised that I said that I didn't get hit on a lot. I don't know if people think that I'm this hot commodity or what, because I'm not.
I think that. I'm sorry.
I'm literally not. Like, I don't know. I'll always be the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know what I mean?
No. No, I don't. Because I'm the bride. Because
you're always the bride?
I'm always the bride, even at someone else's wedding, so.
That's a little fucked up. anyway.
I'm the chick that's engaged at someone else's wedding.
Ooh.
But I didn't plan it. You know, it just happens to me because, yeah, because people think I want the attention, but I don't.
But what? Then you do it?
I don't do it.
You do it because you're like, they already think?
I didn't ask to get engaged at this fucking party.
Well, I feel like if your man does that,
he's a piece of shit.
He's kind of like doing it because he hates somebody at that wedding.
Mm.
So does he really want to marry you, or is he just trying to put up a show?
Let's ask my hypothetical fiance. All
right, let's wait for a response.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you for the input.
All right. Anyways, are you riding? Oh, we need to give you our recommendations.
What do we call it? Rex and checks.
Marks and Rex, Marks baby. And Rex. Marks and Rex. This is our segment. Marks and Rex. I'm Mercedes. I just said my whole last fucking name.
I said my last name, so okay. Whatever, it's whatever. At this point, I don't really care. I don't care.
Who listens?
No one. Our fans.
Oh. She may be right.
She may be right.
She may be right.
Are
she
you riding? She may
be wrong. Sorry, that was her little
Mercedes,
music.
You can go first.
Oh. She's just saying that because she doesn't know what she wants to recommend. So I'm going to recommend Bad Boys for Life and all of Will Smith's discography. No.
Discography.
No, it wouldn't be discography. Because discography would be...
He has music, so listen to his music.
Oh, fuck, I just hit the mic. yeah, listen to his music. I love Getting Jiggy With It. Anyway, so that I recommend... this one's difficult. I recommend going to the dentist every 6 months. Because I think I have a cavity. So that's fucking stupid. I also recommend flossing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the dance move, you sillies.
You silly gooses.
But I recommend flossing so that you don't have to get your, you know, what's it called, your tooth drilled into.
Yeah.
Every time you go to the fucking dentist. I get so embarrassed when I go to the dentist because they're like, oh, you have another cavity. It's like, I am trying.
I've only been doing this for two fucking days.
Literally, it is exhausting. I'm tired of it too.
Yeah.
Ma'am, like, you think I want this shit to decay? No. This is my moneymaker right here. My moneymaker. Oh, that was fucking funny, Val. Anyway, Val
You're just so cool. I did a phallic movement.
That none of you could see. I've never experienced, so. Uh-huh, okay.
I've never...
So what are your recommendations, Val, besides being a dumb virgin?
I recommend being a pure virgin.
Pure.
I want to recommend something, but I don't want people coming and attacking me because...
I'm ready to attack.
Okay.
Claws are out.
So... I want to recommend to you guys my favorite setting powder in the whole entire world.
Oh, God.
The Too Faced Peach Perfect Mattifying Setting Powder. It's the best powder you could ever have in your life. It goes a long way. Literally, your foundation can look like shit, and you put this on top of it, smooth.
Ask Val. She knows.
I know. I know shitty foundation, and I'll name them.
And I'll name them.
And I also want to recommend the CoverGirl True Blend Undercover Concealer. So something you can get at the drugstore. It's really good. It's literally, people say that it feels like the same as the Tarte Shape Tape.
I've never used Tarte Shape Tape.
I've never used Tarte Shape Tape.
I've never used Sharpie Tape. But
I'm so sorry.
Val recommended this one to me, and I've been using it.
I also don't know, I still have
puffs under my eyes, but that's just my eyes, I guess. But I guess, yeah, it gets rid of darkness and
it's like nice coverage.
So, yeah. So I'll recommend it too.
Yeah, I don't really know what else. I mean,
drink water.
Drink water, guys. I haven't been drinking water lately, and I really need to.
I know. You say as you have a Gatorade next to you.
Okay, I'm turning into my mother because she literally drinks Gatorade. She's like, I'm so dehydrated. Won't drink water, but she'll have a freaking Gatorade.
Gatorade, a whole Gatorade. Which it's supposedly.
Yeah, but it's just like, you, but it's also, but drink like, some water,
drink
though.
Water, that's free, baby.
That's what I'm saying. And then she has like all these half empty
Gatorade bottles.
Disgusting.
Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. That was our Marks and Rex.
It was lovely being back in the studio.
Lovely being back
in
season two.
Season two, not clickbait.
I'm not clickbait. Very exciting. I guess I'm going to go eat some breakfast and floss. Because I want to get rid of this cavity.
Yes, very much.
But thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Catch you in the next one.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye.